On University of Toledo Week, how do you keep teens safe against predators online? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Celia Williamson, professor of social work, examines how healthy relationships with parents go a long way.
Social media is increasingly being used to contact, recruit, and sell children for sex. Our Ohio-based study reveals how sex traffickers quickly target and connect with vulnerable youth on the internet using social media. Wrapped in the latest jargon through pictures and conversations, young people disclose fundamental human needs online to be exploited by traffickers. The need for love might be revealed as, "I'm not feeling loved." Traffickers' response, "I love you." The need to be desired, "Am I beautiful?" Traffickers' response, "You look hot. I think you're beautiful." Disappointment may show up as, "My life sucks." Traffickers' response, "I'll make your life better." "I'm lonely. I'll connect with you." Self-erasing technology like Snapchat allow pictures to be sent and erased in just a few seconds to a day later. Finstagram accounts, or fake Instagram accounts, or second personas are built to share pictures and information so that parents aren't aware. Keeping up with the latest social media sites is difficult. The most important way to keep youth safe is for parents to build healthy and open communicative relationships. Allow and encourage teens to tell you about their relationships. Listen non-judgmentally. Give sound advice. Build trust. Ask questions. If parents are asking questions in non-judgmental ways, teens will be more likely to share information about where they go and who they talk to online. Parents should reject the urge to see their children as perfect and be willing to see and learn their vulnerabilities. Parents should check their teens' phones and computers to see where they've been online. Parents form the front line in the fight to protect their children against traffickers by monitoring or blocking questionable activity. Parents who are educated can wage a worthy defense against potential recruitment and trafficking of their youth online.
That was Celia Williamson of the University of Toledo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.